Dueling rallies in Pennsylvania. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Two former presidents and the president coming out in support of their respective parties as the midterms near in just 3 days. Former President Trump holding a rally in Latrobe for Republicans, including Senate hopeful Dr. Mehmet Oz, and talking about border security.
There is no more urgent task for the future of our country than to stop the invasion on our southern border. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. 2 years ago, we had the strongest southern border in American history by far. Now it is the worst border, I believe, anywhere in the world. There's no third world country that would allow what's happening here to happen to them.
President Biden and former President Obama campaigned for Democratic candidates, including John Fetterman, who's running against Dr. Oz. At a rally in Philadelphia, the president slammed big profits by oil companies.
They should have used that money, what they're supposed to do, to lower gas prices at the pump for the American people. If they did, the price of the pump nationally would be 50 cents lower than it is today per gallon.
The Pennsylvania Senate race is neck and neck between Fetterman and Oz. Candidates were campaigning in other states across the nation. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis held a campaign rally in Oviedo, touting his no lockdown, no vax mandate COVID policies.
There's a lot of people that supported those bad policies. And I just think that anyone that's running that took those positions against us, they need to pay the price at the ballot box.
Governor DeSantis is polling strongly over his Democratic challenger, former Governor Charlie Crist. And pop star Aaron Carter is dead. His family says the 34-year-old was found unresponsive in a bathtub inside his California home, but did not give any further details. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
At least 2 people were killed and multiple people were missing after tornadoes and flash floods struck southeastern Oklahoma Friday. Dozens of injuries were also reported. The storms left a path of damaged or destroyed homes and buildings. No let-up from North Korea as tensions remain high on the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea fired 4 more missiles Saturday and the U.S. flew 2 supersonic bombers over South Korea as a week-long period of tension continued that has seen the North fire more than 30 missiles. The National Security Council's John Kirby spoke Friday about North Korea's actions.
We remain deeply concerned about the provocations that the Pyongyang regime continues to demonstrate here it seems like almost on a daily basis.
The Pentagon says the North's actions have only strengthened U.S. support of South Korea. Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
Any threat to our partners and allies in the region or U.S. personnel, we would certainly respond.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also met with his South Korean counterpart Thursday in Washington. Good news for adults looking to keep up the fight against COVID-19. Fox's Kara McHugh with that story.
Pfizer says it has updated its coronavirus booster shot, and it significantly adds to the virus-fighting antibodies in us grown-ups. The drug maker made adjustments to its booster back in September to take on the most common Omicron strain of the bug. The FDA says their latest studies on its effectiveness show that it works, and that should be incentive enough for more Americans to roll up their sleeves. Need proof? A month after getting this new booster, antibody levels in those 55 and older jumped 13 times higher than before the extra dose. Even young adults saw a 9.5-point jump. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.